Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 28th day of the month of Tishrei. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Helena Orna, Bas, Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Betzala Ben Chaya Batsheva, by Medei, and all those in need. Have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held in captivity. Of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Tziona, who's unjustly being held in Iran, that they speedily return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Kenneth Alman of the Young Israel Talmud Torah of Flatbush in Brooklyn, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Alman fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will then be followed by Achinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as English. And then Rabbi Alman will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach, Chayli Tzva Hagana Yisrael, for our brave soldiers, for the Mishaberach, for the Shvuyim, for those who are still held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Alman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It's a great pleasure to be back here, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you wherever you are. I noticed something interesting in the section that we're going to read this Shabbos at the very end, the enigmatic section of the Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Bavel. There's a linguistic and a somewhat thematic connection between this parsha and what we read this past Shabbos of the Gan Eden story. If you look at the language, when the Tower of Bavel was being built, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he uses two words, Hain, behold, Ha'adam hayaka achad mimenu, no, I'm sorry, wrong one, Hain, Am echad v'sava achat v'chulam, where the one nation and one language, and now they're going to be able to, va'ata, and now, there's nothing will stop them from what they want to do. So there's a behold and a now. Hein am echad va'ata lo yibatzer. If you look back at last week's parsha, when Adam and Chava sinned by eating from the eighth hadas, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's response is, Hein ha'adam hayaka achad mimenu. Behold, man is now like one of us. Va'ata, and now, now he might do the following. So the same kind of pain and atah is found in both. And the response of God in both cases is banishment to prevent further problems. Adam and Chava are banished from Gan Eden so that they won't eat from the Eitz HaChayim. And the people of the Tower of Babel are banished to all corners of earth. They're chased away in a sense. They're dispersed throughout the world. Now, this similarity leads me to believe that the Rashbam and the Or HaChaim are correct in their assessment of what was so terrible about building this tower. The crime of the Eitz Hadas was disobeying God. They weren't supposed to eat from the tree, and they did disobedience. The crime here also, according to the Rashbam and the Or HaChaim, was disobedience. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam had told Noach, Pru Uruvu Umil'u Es Haaretz. Multiply and fill the land. Not just to concentrate in one place. but to spread throughout the world. Now, why did they want to stay in one place? They wanted to stay in one place because of selfishness. Na'aseh lanu shem. We want to make a name for ourselves. We want to create this great city, this great tower. Everybody will come and look, and then fame and greatness is what they wanted. They were united in this desire, and so God dispersed them. But at the same time that this unity was rent asunder, the seeds were being planted for a different type of unity in the world, for a unity that would not be based on selfishness, but to the opposite, based on selflessness. And that was the creation of a nation that would itself model unity, and that model would eventually be accepted by the entire world. This is a unity based on proclaiming God's sovereignty, and will end when the entire world will join in this unity in proclaiming the kingdom of God. And this process began at this very time when the nations were being dispersed, as the pasuk we read it not that long ago in Parshas Ha'azinu, just a few weeks ago. B'hanchel el yom goyim, when God was giving the nations their places, establishing borders for these nations, b'hafrido b'nei adam, separating people all over. Yatsev gvulos samim. God set up boundaries for nations, limispar b'nei Yisrael, and for the Jewish people. Ki chelek Hashem amo, Yaakov chevel machloso. The Jewish people are God's part, and Yaakov is the rope of his inheritance. A very interesting word, chevel, rope, the rope of God's heritage or inheritance. A rope is made of many strands that are twisted together. And that's what the unity that Klal Yisrael is supposed to model for the rest of the world. It doesn't mean everyone being the same. It means a lot of different strands, but all bound together in the same purpose, the purpose of acknowledging God and serving God. That is what the unity of the Jewish people is supposed to be. Unfortunately, the reality is that we're not all there yet. This past year has been one where we've seen exceptional unity within Klal Yisrael, but unfortunately, this was a unity that was born out of tragedy. The ideal for us, of course, would be unity when there's no tragedy, just unity for the sake of us joining together to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe this will be a catalyst to lead to that kind of unity as well. We can hope and pray that the unity that we've been experiencing within Klal Yisrael will continue, will get stronger and stronger, and will be in inverse proportion to the troubles that we face as a nation. And hopefully, as Tzahal continues in his heroic fight, and the enemy is vanquished to greater and greater degrees, we can hope that our unity will grow stronger and stronger. Of course, we have many, many challenges, but this is a hope and a prayer and something that each of us as individuals in our own small way can contribute in terms of our relationship with other people. So let us hope that we should be zoche to bond and draw and create a tight, tight bond that becomes this rope that will be impossible to pull apart and will lead to the ultimate geula for all of Klal Yisrael. We'll go now to the recitation of Tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Chaf, number 20. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodekka Yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olosecha yidashen esela yiten lecha chilvavecha v'cholatzosecha yimalei neranana bishuosecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha atol yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishichau Ya'anehu mishamei kotshahu v'gvuros yesha yiminahu eilev orechev ve'eilev asusim ve'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir hema karu'u v'nafalu ve'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'anehu v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, number 23. Mizmar le David, Adonai ro'i lo exar, binos deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yanahaleini, nafshi yishovev, yancheni v'magalei tzedek, lema'an shemo, gam ki eleich begeit salmaves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, hema yenachamuni, taroch lefonai shulchan, neged sorarai, dishanta vashemen roshi, kosi revaya, achtova vachesed yirdefuni, kol yemei chayoi, v'shavti beveis Adonai laorech yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir la'ma'alos. Esa einai el ha'horim me'ayin yabo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shomayim ba'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha. Al yonum shomerecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakekka, v'yoreach baloila, Adonai yishmarecha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmar tzeisecha uvoecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hama'alos, mima amakim kirosicha Adonai, Adonai shim'a v'koli, tihyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai, im avonos tishmar yoh, Adonai mi ya'amod, ki imecha hasalicha l'ma'an tivarei, kivisi Adonai, Kivason nafshi v'lidvarau ho'kalpi. Nafshi ladonai v'shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha'chesed, v'harbeim ofedus. V'hu yifte'es Yisrael, nikol avonosav. V'hilim kuf membeiz, 142. Maskil le David, Bihioso, Vameora Sefila, Koli el Adonai es Ak, Koli el Adonai es Kanan, Eshpoch lefonav Sisi, Sarasi lefonav Agid, Bihis Atef Olai Ruchi, Veato Yodata Nesivasi, Vaorazu Ahalech, Tomenu fakli, habet yomin ure'e ve'en li makir, avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi, zo'akti elecha Adonai, omarti atomachsi, chelki be'eret hachayim, hakshiva elwinosi, kidalosi ma'od, hatsileni me'rodefai, ki ometsu mimeni, Hotzia mimasker nafshi lahodos es shemecha bi yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol olai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim vatsarol vashivya haomedim bein bayam uvein bayabosha hamakom yurachem aleihem viyotzieim mitzarol irvacha umeafeila leora ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity,
on sea or land. May the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. Mishabeirach for Chayalei Tzahal, for Israel's Defense Forces. Mishabeirach Aboseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivareches Chayalei Tzva HaGanol Yisrael V'Anshei Kolchos HaBitachon, Ha'omedim Al Mishmar Artseinu V'Yorei Eloheinu, Migul HaLevanon V'Ad Midar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadol Adlavol HaArava, U'v'chal Makom Sheheim, Vayabosha Bo'avir U'vayom. Yitain Adonaius O Yevenu Akomim Aleinu Nigafim Lefnehem. Akadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzilas Chayolenu Mikol Tzara B'tzuka U'mikol Nega U'machala. V'Yishlach Baruchah V'Hatzlachah B'chol Ma'asei Yideihem. Yadber Tzoneinu Tachtehem V'Atarein B'Cheser Yeshua U'v'Ateres Nitzachon. V'Yikuyam Bohem Akosuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'olech Imachem Lihilachem Lachem Im Oyevechem Lahoshia Eschem V'Nomar Amen. Mishabeirach for the Shvuyim, for those being held in captivity. Mishabeirach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aharon David Ushlamo Hu Yivarech V'Yishmar V'Yinsar Es Nedarei Tzva HaGanol Yisrael Shvuyav Ve'et kol achenu hanesunim b'tzara uv'shivya, b'avur shakol ha'kohol ha'kadosh hazem ispalel b'avuram. Ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, v'yotziyem koshach v'talmoves, u'mosirusehem yivateik, u'mimitzukosehem yoshi'em, v'yishivem mehera l'cheik mishvachosehem, yodul adonai chasto v'niflosav livnei adam. V'yikuyam bohem mikros shekostuv, uftuyei Adonai yishuvun, uvo utzion berina, v'simchas olam al rosham, tason v'simcha yasigu, v'nosu yagon v'anacha, v'nomar amein. Mishabeirach for the cholim, prayer for the sick. Mishabeirach avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo, Hu yivarech v'yirapei es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Olav Lach Limo Ularafoso Ulahsiko Lach Yoso Vishlach Lo Mehera Refuah Shelema Min Hashamayim Luramach Evarav Ushisar Gidav Vesog Shor Chole Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Urefuah HaGuf Hashta Ba'agolo Uvizvan Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Amnon. Really beautiful Dvar Torah. Looking forward to, please God, in Yeretz Hashem, having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope tikva to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.